We're gonna be teaching year one, which I can tell you, I'm the first person that will admit that I need the review. I think it'll be fun with Jacqueline and I teaching it. And I'm serious, I really do need that second chance at that year one. So I am looking forward to it. So I hope everybody will join us. And that's going to be at the same time, I believe, in it, Don.
Jacqueline and you are taking over Maggie Run tonight. This evening is Maggie Run's last evening doing Causeless Joy. So you will be beginning this next Tuesday at 7.
At 7. But
and going all the way through, you know, where Maggie Run would normally be.
You're right.
You're going to continue through. So you and Jacqueline will have an hour and a half slot.
Right. We'll extend our time on an additional 30 minutes.
Start at the same
and then I guess
time,
Regina's,
though.
Yeah, and then Regina's class will come on after that. Okay. All right. Oh, that's exciting. So everyone is invited to join us. I think it'll be a good class. Jacqueline's an excellent, excellent teacher. And, I get a punch in every now and then. And so we'll see how it all goes. I believe, Don, let's start with prayer. Looks like my mother's trying to join the room. She's got a dark screen, but her name's up there. Mom. Okay. Thank you, God. It goes without saying that I appreciate your presence. I know that's all there really is, and for that I'm truly grateful. And I appreciate that I'm becoming more and more aware of your presence. Thank you for this opportunity. I'll use it to the best of my ability. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay. Hi, Marge. I believe we are NTI 2 Peter chapter 2 on the bottom of page 438. I didn't know. That's where we're going to start tonight. Excuse me, I'm still getting over this cold. Okay, so let's see what it says. It says, your freedom comes from your abundance because your freedom is your abundance. Understand that your abundance is not some future state of achievement, but that your abundance is now. Teach yourself only that your abundance is now, without any separation from you, and you teach yourself everything that is true about you. You know, to me, what that says is, in a generalization about all that's true, or seems to be true, is whatever you are right now, I don't know how to say this. Sometimes we think about, you know, when I get this done, then I'll have a better life. And when I learn how to do this, I'll treat people better. When I stop doing this, then I won't have this tendency anymore. But the fact is, you are what you are right now, and that's the essence of what you are. So that is the abundance of what you are. That's a freedom of what you are, is to be that right now, because that's the only time you really can be that. And these words are falling flat, but I've been trying to get a little, start over and get a little bit prepared for this new class that we're teaching. And right now I'm on that lesson that says, I don't understand anything I see. And the idea is to let go of a past associations. If I walked in my house and I'd never been there before, I would see it differently than if I walk in every day. But the point is that to be present in this very moment is your abundance, is your freedom. You don't have to be tied down to the past. At any moment, we can let the past totally go and be in a present, wonderful new space. In fact, that's how they, and I have to say that I'm not going to claim that I am this at this moment, but awakening is being awake this very moment. So I'm awake. I'm awake this very moment. I feel the presence of God. But I can revert in the next moment, could go back and tell you how I feel about things that happened in my past and my prejudices and my judgments about that things that have happened in my past, and I will no longer be awake. So to be present is to be abundant, is to be free. So I think that's really what this is calling us to do. And the sentence says, understand that your abundance is not some future state of achievement, but that your abundance is now. 4 through 10. The light within your heart is your truth. This is the star that is you. This is the seed that is in the root of all you are. So we can fool ourselves, but the truth is you already have the light of God within you. You're already a part of that, all of that. So we're just recognizing the truth here is all we're really doing. It is true that there also seems to be something else within you. Uh-oh. Something does not seem to be light. Uh-oh. But dark. Uh-oh. Something that feels like judgment and guilt. It is okay to let yourself be aware of this darkness. It is okay to stand within it for a moment and feel it. But then, remember that I have taught you that judgment comes only from you. Decide in that moment to choose to see yourself truly. Then reach within your mind and turn on the light. So once again, that idea about being awake in the moment, that seems to be the gist of this paragraph too. We've had in the past, we may have had judgment and we may have had guilt, but that doesn't have to be our present. All of that can be released immediately. You can feel the joy of your heart in any given moment and not be a slave to the other, not be a slave to darkness. And so it's just a matter of choosing every moment. Nope, not that. This. Oh, there's the miracle. Nope, not that. This. Oh, thank you, God. Notice the joy that fills you as the truth that is your true nature fills every expanse of the mind. You are the star and the light. In the presence of your true awareness, all darkness disappears forever, for it is not. Rest within this joy, for it is joy. Your thinking mind does not understand. It is lost in a web of confusion from which it cannot find its way out. Yeah, so if we can be present and spontaneous, and whenever we feel those judgments, those guilt-laden thoughts creeping up, to release them, then we can stay in this joy. It is possible to stay in this joy. You know, and I know we all get caught up in stuff. Mom and I were playing the shuffleboard the other night, and we got caught up in the competitiveness of it, and somebody's awkward expression made us realize that competitive nature. But there is joy being in that present moment. There is not going to thoughts of the past and just being present. So I think this is all good news. I think that's what Holy Spirit's about to point out here. This is good news. For when you understand that your thinking mind is confusion, you also realize that your mind need not listen to it. In that moment of realization, you are free. There you go, folks. So it's just a matter of when you recognize that you made a wrong decision, turning it over immediately. Turn it over immediately. Turn it over immediately. Turn it over. Turn it over and be in the presence of God. Turn it over, be in the presence of joy. Turn it over, be in the presence of love. You know, we just watched the Revolver and the movie night, and I find myself these days going, shut up. that voice will come on, and I'll think, ew, I don't like that thought. Just shut up. Shut up. Because that is not me, and I don't have to participate with that. So you ain't me, and shut up is my if people were to watch me, they'd think I was crazy. They might be right. Anyway, in the joy of your freedom, you can let the thinking mind lie down to rest. There you go. Without this mind, you look on illusion and see that it is nothing to affect your smile. Sweet. In your seeing, you love it. In your loving it, disappears from what it seemed to be and is only that which is it has always been. I butchered that last sentence. Let me try it again. In your loving it, it disappears from what it seemed to be and is only that which it has always been. Sweet as that, yeah. That's a promise there. That without that thinking mind full of judgment, guilt, condemnation, that there's a life of joy just by resting that thinking mind. So that's a great promise, and I'm ready to live my life without those ugly thoughts. So we're at the top of page 440, verse 17 through 22. Springs without water and mist driven by a storm are nothing but evaporation. This is what illusions are as you see them through the joy of your truth. Yeah, all of it, all that can evaporate from your life, from my life. That's exciting. Yeah, and the course kind of explained this, like flipping on a light switch. Where did the darkness go? Peace is found in the abundance of the heart. Because in the awareness of your truth, all other thoughts are laid to rest. Yeah, where's your focus? We've been taught that lesson over and over again, haven't we? Where's your focus? Peace is found in the abundance of the heart. Because in the awareness of your truth, all the thoughts are laid to rest. There is no truth but you. And so there are no thoughts that have power over you. Rejoice in your abundance. You are everything, and everything you see comes from you. Wow. This is the truth that sets you free. That's quite a promise. We'll all be set free by realizing that those other thoughts have power over us, and to be able to experience the joy of awareness. Okay. I should have done this teaching by myself. I think we're moving along faster than Jacqueline and I do. No, Jacqueline, come on back. All right. Peter chapter 3, page 440, verse 1 and 2. Remember within your mind that which you truly want. Remember the promise that your abundance is now. Have faith in your abundance and use it to bring that which you truly desire into your awareness, and also to let all else go. This is the path to remembering, and it is the power of your own abundance that shall bring you there. Yeah, you know, you get the feeling of that expansiveness of when, as you know, the abundance of having a clear mind. It feels expansive. It feels joyous. To have a clear mind that's not bogged down in the muck and mire, and you know, it just feels expansive. So what expansive to me equates to the abundance that's talking about here, as opposed to the guilt and the judgments, which seems like a contraction. This is the path you remember, and it is the power of your own abundance that shall bring you there. That which you see is that which you see. Wait a minute, did I read that right? That which you see is that which you see. Sounds like something I'd say. Because it is that which is in your mind. Let me do that one again. That which you see is that which you see, because it is that which is in your mind. Yeah, I think the course has talked about your eyes being really projectors instead of receivers of information. So where your focus is, that is your projection of what you're going to see. This is a truth that has always been true. This is a fact that is changeless. It may also be said, that which you experience is that which you have chosen to experience. Yeah, it doesn't leave much room for accidents, does it? This is a sign of your abundance. Yeah, so yeah, are you experiencing the joy of life, or are you getting caught up in the mire? Yeah. This is a sign of your abundance. This is the truth of what you are and what it is that you do. This is the only truth, since all else is changing, and only that which is changeless can be called truth. Yeah, things can seem to be changing, but the truth of you is changeless. The truth of you is always abundant. This contraction into guilt and judgment is not the truth of you. It's a made-up illusionary state of mind. And NTI has shown us the way out. How wonderful. The peace within you knows this truth and is grateful for it. For the peace within knows it is your own truth that is your salvation. You are eternal, and that which is changeless is eternal with you, because that which is changeless is what you are. You are the process of creation that is God, and this process is eternal. This is your true abundance. True abundance is that which you are, and that which is capitalized here to make the point. Yes. Yeah, the truth of you is ever-expanding creation and abundance. Changeless, joyous, expanding abundance. Sweet. Verse 10, there is nothing to fear because the peace within you knows the truth of you. It is peace that shall prevail beyond all illusions which have forgotten you. And that's kind of reassuring, because we get caught up in the fear, but it's not the truth of you. Of course, we can wait one day to work that out, or we can be a part of it right now and start enjoying that peace. We don't have to wait to work it out. It's a promise that the fear will dissipate, but you can step into that now and have that dissipate now. That is the abundance. Glory be to your peace, which is beyond all illusions. Through your choice, illusions of forgetfulness shall fade away. Through your remembrance, the joy and glory of abundance shall be your only knowledge. So everyone is, and the only choice that you really have is a choice for everything or a choice for nothing. Is a choice for the Holy Spirit or for the ego. Is a choice for abundance or depravity. Abundance or lack. And we think we're making other choices, but every time we fall back into the guilt and into the judgments and into the fear, we've made a choice for suffering. And if we believe what we're reading, it's through remembering this, that the joy and the glory of this abundance shall be your knowledge. How great is that? Remain in peace within the quiet of your mind, where your abundance is felt and known. Focus your abundance. It will lead you to salvation. Through thy own abundance, thy true will shall be known. Thy true will is this, to know thyself. To know thyself is to know thy truth. And to know thy truth is to recognize true abundance as it truly is. Amen. Yeah, so what we started off by talking about, not becoming something, but whatever you are right now is what you are. And that's what this is. Your abundance is now, here and now. Can it expand and become even greater? Sure. It's, as you stay in that field of recognition, it certainly can. And so instead of like I seem to do, which is kind of, I'm up, and then I'm not so up. Hi, Jacqueline. I'm up. I'm not so up. But we don't have to vacillate in that. But we can make a decision and a commitment to stay in that awakening choice and experience the abundance that's being promised here. Hey, Jacqueline, you're here just in a perfect time.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Connie.
We just completed chapter 3, Peter 2, chapter 3. So we are ready to rock and roll with John.
I thought you just completed 2 Peter chapter 2.
Oh, chapter 3. Oh. Yeah, I moved on. Okay. Catch up, baby.
Good deal. I'm waiting for my computer to warm up. So, all right. You want me to do some reading?
Yeah, I think you're a better reader than I am. I stumbled over some of those words. Go ahead. It's your turn. Look, you're on here twice.
Hang on. So, NTI 1 John chapter 1. We proclaim the word of life.
This crowd, I tell you, everybody better pay attention to Jacqueline.
She
moves outside of the regular parameters of time that most of us are stuck in.
All right. We proclaim the word of life. This is a sentence of self-acceptance. I've been gone all day, so the cats. This is a sentence of self-acceptance, capital S, self. This is a sentence that comes upon your heart as you look within and see that which you find there. That which you find is love, and it is you. That which you find is life, and it is you. That which you find is beyond description, and so we simply call it the Word. And that which you find is you. So I was listening to the first part of the class, and Connie opened with that, you know, that idea of abundance. And, we think we got to become this or be that or, you know, be more this, be, but none of that's true. The truth is we are all of those things. All of those things, the compassion, the kindness, the love, that's all innate in the human spirit, in the soul, for lack of a better word, and in the truth of who we are. And that's exactly what this paragraph is saying. You don't have to be or become anything. This is you. If you look within, you will see that this is you. You will, when you look within, you will find love, and you will see this is you. You'll find life, and you will see this is you. And in fact, it's beyond description. To the extent that we try to describe it, we limit it. And frankly, the truth of who we are can't be limited. So we simply call it the word, NTI says, and that which you find is you.
Sweet.
Yeah. Really sweet.
Yeah. And when we were reading earlier, it said, you may think there's some darkness there, but it just becomes a matter of choice of not participating in that. Because that's not the truth of you. That's illusionary thought that, it doesn't need your participation.
No, and in fact, to participate in the thought is to continue to make a script, to live in the illusion, to live in a world that's not really true. You're right on when you said a while ago, you know, whatever you want to say, shut up, or you ain't me, or whatever that is, because that's all that's required, really. That's all that's required is to recognize you ain't me.
So you don't have to give it any more attention beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah. You just quit paying attention to what it's saying.
Right.
So page 443, NTI, 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. What then is God? God is an awareness that is pure because it looks on only that which is wholly true. This is God, and God as an awareness exists within you. So there's no darkness in God, therefore there's no darkness in me. You know, and the belief that there is the misperception that continues to create illusion. There is no darkness in me. Now I might see these thoughts, and if I associate with them, I'm going to think there's darkness in me. These are not your thoughts.
I think that's an excellent point, Jacqueline, because it's once again, it's just showing where you're giving your focus. How you're going to experience your world. So there's suffering in participating with those thoughts, and there's abundance. In the awareness. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. Hey, Tana.
Hey, Tana.
It's one of us said your name correctly.
Okay.
All right. God is our own soul. By the way, we're at the bottom of page 443 in NTI. God is our own soul, the heart of our truth, the spirit that endures forever without end. God is all that is true, and that which is true overlooks the false, because the false has no meaning in the light of truth. To know thyself, return the mind to God. This is done in a moment of peace when God is your only desire.
Yeah, and that's what we were saying earlier about, I think you talked about in our last class that Byron Katie says, you're awake in every moment as you choose that moment.
Yeah.
So where's your choice in this moment, the next moment, the next moment, and the next moment?
Yeah, and that can only come from a recognition of your true desire, because, you know, because of the habit energy that we've developed around things, because of who we think we are. Well, who does he think he's talking to? I mean, all of that is just, you know, that knee-jerk reaction. Again, these thoughts up here that we don't have to latch on to. And being awakened, as you say, Connie, being awakened is being awakened to the fact that these are not my thoughts.
Right. Yes, and that, and for some of us, maybe not you all, but for me anyway, it's taken a little practice because, I mean, I'll go, oh, you were going to be present all the way home, and you haven't been present at all. Okay, you got 10 minutes. So let's see if you can be present. I mean, I have to practice.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have to practice. And really, you know, that's what Regina was teaching us in this recent self-inquiry retreat. It's like, who sees these thoughts? There's the thoughts, and then there's the one who sees the thoughts, right? You're not the thoughts. You're the one that sees them. And so for as a practice, that's an excellent, you know, when you see yourself all the way home, you've been thinking about whatever, you know, your partner or your business or whatever, you can go, oh, wait, I see that I've been looking at these thoughts.
And the cool thing about that is in that given moment, you can be present. Now, I may not be do it for very long, but in the moment I'm present, oh, my God, you know, there's a spaciousness now. There's an abundance. And I get to participate in that for this moment or as long as I can be present.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then when I lose that presence, all of a sudden I'm back down in this, you know, in this heaviness of whatever was going on in my day or whatever. And then I, oh, there you go again. I throw it all off. Okay, yay! Yay, joy! And it's, you know, and I... So I am having to work at that, but it is a joyful experience, even if I seem to be having a little difficulty staying there. But
well, yeah, and you know, A Course in Miracles says Holy Spirit teaches through contrast, and indeed, that's how we learn what our true desire is. Because you know, again, out of habit or for whatever reason, we roll around in those thoughts, and then just like you said, you can feel the difference of being the observer of those thoughts and being fully enmeshed and identified with those thoughts.
Yes.
So, you know, so you choose twice today, you're going to choose three times tomorrow, right? To step back and be the observer of the thoughts.
What does Cheryl say?
She says, my shadow is, go ahead.
No, go ahead. My shadow is not real.
Did you miss the rest of it?
I did. I'm not quick enough.
Let me get it up. My shadow is not real. My thoughts are the shadow. Yeah, because I'm God, and there is no darkness in God. I'm God. I am the awareness of God, and God as an awareness exists within you. So that when you move from the thoughts to the observance of the thoughts, guess where you're moving to? You are moving back to God.
That's nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Sweet.
Where are we?
We are at NTI, 1 John chapter 2, page 444 of NTI.
Wrong page.
It's like missing the mark, isn't it?
I guess so.
My dear child, look within and see that you have not sinned.
Look there within, you go.
Look within and see that you have taken the sins of the world upon your breast and held them there. Again, it's like, that's your choice. And then realize what Jesus did. He released the sins of the world as illusion, accepted the face of Christ, and returned himself to the awareness of God.
Well, I think it's almost that easy.
I think it is, Connie, and again, I appreciate you bringing up Byron Katie again, because it is that easy. It's that easy in each moment.
Yes.
And when you forget, you know, you'll have an opportunity to see it again.
And you kind of feel like, you know, when the Course talked about the atonement, which is connecting all those moments together. Mm.
Yeah.
But that's what it was speaking of.
Yeah. 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 Until there are no forgetful moments left.
Yes.
You string them all together.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is verses 3-6, page 444. We know that we have come to know Christ as we practice the teachings of Christ. The teachings of Christ are these. I am Christ. I am all that is perfect. And all that is perfect is in me. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. All that I am not is illusion. And I am all that I am.
I am that I am.
When was the last time we read from the Bible? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God.
There's a Bible icon there. What? I'm going, have we forgotten for the past 6 weeks to read from the Bible? Or have we been instructed to?
I don't think so, but we could have.
We might have. So let's NIV first.
I'm glad you got here. I don't know where my Bible is.
Mine's on the computer. So 1 John chapter 2. All right. Let me pull that up. I'll read it.
Hi, Susan.
All right. This says, let's see, what are we reading? 7 and 8.
Yes.
Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. It says, it is true that this is not a new command, for this is what has always been true. The darkness is passing and the true light has always been shining. And again, that true light is the teachings of Christ. I am Christ. I am all that is perfect, and all that is perfect is in me. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. All that I am not is illusion. It would have to be, right? Because I am all that is. All that I am not is illusion, and I am all that I am. I'm not limited from that. I can believe that I'm limited from that, but I'm not limited.
Right. Yeah. And
the point is, this has always been true. You just forget.
Yeah. And it's true even as we speak, unless we make a choice for the illusion.
That's right. That's right. Let the darkness pass, and do not allow sorrow to come over you. The darkness must pass in order for you to see the light, and you must see the light in order to embrace it. How shall you know if you stand with?
I love that. Huh? Do not let the sorrow. Do not allow sorrow to come over you. I love that.
Yeah, don't get lost in it. Don't think this is what I am. Don't think this is all that I am. Don't think that this is a hopeless situation. Because really,
anticipate that. Where's your focus?
That's right. That's right. Really, where's your focus? There's one simple, how shall you know if you stand within the light or stumble within the dark? There is one simple test, and this simple test shall never fail.
Tell me more.
Ask yourself honestly how you feel about your brother. I don't remember this being in here. I remember being in the course. What? That's the test?
You forgot when you wrote that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Ask yourself honestly how you feel about your brother. If there is one brother whom you do not love truly, you are lost within darkness. Rest yourself and let the darkness pass. For beyond the darkness of illusion, there lives only the light of truth. Do not reach for the darkness, and it will pass. When the light streams through and reaches for you, embrace it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems to keep verifying and verifying over and over again that every moment's a choice for the truth or the illusion.
Yeah, and why would you have a grievance against your brother unless you thought you were something you were not? right? Oh, he got in my way. Oh, I'm not going to get what I need. Get out of the way, you.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's clearly reaching for the darkness.
Yeah.
Doesn't he know who I am? Clearly reaching for the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah. The judgments and all those things coming up.
Yeah, all of it. All of it that makes you a person illusory, but it's illusion, but it makes you a person and makes him a person or her, you know? Where, again, it's, where's your focus? What's your true desire? Is your true desire to be first in line? Is your true desire to be seen as somebody important, somebody special? Or is it your true desire to know the truth of who you are?
I had to remember that when I went to Disney World, that as everybody rushes around to be the first in line, you know that this is all working perfectly, and you know it seems to. There's no, I mean, the experience I would have missed by getting on that ride earlier, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, well, and you and I, when I'm at home, go out for a beer on a regular occasion. And I used to be really good at walking into a bar and spotting a table where people were getting ready to leave. You know, we're going to get that one up there by the stage. They're all almost through with their drinks. But where was I? I mean, yeah, we got good seats. But, I mean, where was I in my head? Was I, you know, that's not a place you want to be, you know, finagling and strategizing and trying to get ahead. There's no presence in that.
No, there's only suffering in that. There's always conniving.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no freedom in that. And we just read about the abundance. And you can see how that plays into that.
Yeah, and so whatever I see, it's going to be great. So, you know, so for the first 20 minutes, you and I go out. I'm like, what? Wait, don't wait. I'm looking at this table. I mean, you know, I'm not even there.
Right.
I could be in the abundance of that moment, just hanging out with my sis, right?
Absolutely. And I was probably saying some profound things that you should have heard.
I'm sure you were, Connie. All right. Page 445, verses 12 through 14. Have faith in yourself, with a capital S, your true self. Have faith in yourself. When the feelings of darkness are upon you and you feel the burden and the pain of guilt, have faith in yourself. You are the light that lives beyond the darkness. Do not be fooled by the illusion of pain. In resting yourself, you are healing yourself, and a great dawning is about to occur.
Thank you, God.
Trust yourself and trust the healing process which you have chosen. You know, and that's what we talked a little bit about last Sunday, the fact that this spiritual path, this awakening process, is not about the avoidance of pain. To just rest with wherever you seem to be right now, even if that seems icky, even if that seems painful, just rest and know that this is not the truth. Yeah, and Cheryl, excuse me, Dawn says pain can be the portal. Yeah, I mean, it is. It absolutely is. And, you know, we were talking about Revolver a while ago. That's what Avi says to Jake. He says, so where is the ego hiding? It's hiding behind your pain, because all your focus is on keeping this stuff at bay. That's what this is designed to do, is keep everything at bay that might cause you some pain. So if you're trying to avoid pain, whose drum are you marching to? This guy's. So what we're asked to do instead is to just rest. Do not be fooled by the illusion of pain. Don't go, yeah, yeah, tell me what to do now so I don't have to feel that anymore. Do not be fooled by the illusion of pain. In resting yourself, in resting within yourself, you are healing yourself, and a great dawning is about to occur. And you've got to trust the process.
What is it? What is it? Regina says RAT.
Rest, accept, and trust. That's it. Exactly. Rest the thinking mind. Trust that this process that you're feeling, even though it might feel like crap right this minute, trust that this is healing. I didn't do accept. Rest, accept, and trust. The acceptance is to accept how you're feeling, not try to distract yourself, not try to pretend you're not feeling, not try to project it onto somebody else and say it's their fault. Rest the thinking mind. Accept how you feel and accept that it is a portal to the truth. Trust this, that this is healing. That's the rest, accept, and trust.
That's great. Yeah, and it just seems like if we're making these moment by moment choices, we ought to be able to drop into that one easy enough.
Yeah, and when we remember to, we do. And if we don't, when we don't, we don't. And again, Holy Spirit teaching through contrast, if you're feeling pain, which you will be, by the way, if you've got opinions and judgments and grievances against your brother, what was the last thing you said before I started that sentence? Do you know?
I was saying it ought to be easy enough to drop into that.
Yeah.
And you were saying by contrast.
Yeah. So if you're in that pain, you can know that you're not resting. And you know what it feels like to rest. Anybody here knows what it feels like to rest. Maggie says she likes the rest part. We all like the rest part.
Yeah, because you can feel that expansion in that rest part. And in the other, you feel the contraction.
You continue to muck around in the pain.
Yeah.
It's painful to be mad at somebody, to feel guilty, that's all painful. So you think you're protecting yourself from pain, but you're just manufacturing more of it. Go ahead, Connie.
Yeah, I'm just reinforcing what you're saying, not even trying to avoid it, but just to rest so that you can see it for the moment for what it is.
That's right.
And let it go.
That's right. Don't fear, resist the pain, accept the moment, Maggie says. Cheryl notes, slow down.
Yeah, that's our new lesson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all right now, and slow down. I got them right here on a post-it note. So guess what? We have 2 minutes left, so let's talk for a minute about next week. I know you all did when we started, but let's reiterate. Next week at the same time, at 7 p.m. Eastern time, Connie and I will begin teaching a new section of general healing, or facilitating, I should say, teaching what we would learn. The same time next week at 7 p.m., we will begin Gentle Healing Year 1. We would love for you to join us. Even if you're participating in one of the other general healing classes, it's a good review. As Connie said earlier, God knows it's a good review for those of us who will be facilitating. If you're going to join us for General Healing Year 1, you will want to have A Course in Miracles. The Foundation for Inner Peace version is preferred. You will also want to have Holy Spirit's Interpretation of the New Testament, NTI. And again, I bet everybody in this room has Course in Miracles and NTI. So we should be good to go. Yeah. So
it's going to be a great experience.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. I'm so excited about it. So
yeah, because we get a second chance at what we may have missed before. So it'll be like a review. And I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I'm better the second time around.
You and me both, baby. We love you guys. We'll see you next week for General Healing Year 1. Bye.